This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson: tricking, cheating, and dishonesty. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are certain acts that, if performed, the hell of fire should be anticipated by the performer of such acts. What are some of those acts that result in us being faced with burning in hellfire? The Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Trickery, cheating, and dishonesty cause the fire of hell." Therefore, a true Muslim would always stay away from such acts. Otherwise, his iman and faith is not guaranteed by any means. Prophet of Allah says, "He who is a Muslim abstains from trickery and cheating." Brothers and sisters, such ethical and moral vices have a direct impact on our lives of this world and the hereafter. Sometimes we think that if we're doing something wrong in terms of cheating others or tricking others or being dishonest towards them, it is something that we will have to pay off in the hereafter. Now, while that is true, but this is not the complete truth. In a lot of cases, as a result of such vices and vice actions that we perform, God forbid, in this world, we also get punished in this world. Of course, the hereafter punishment is there, but even this life, this world, is endangered by such actions. We should never consider the guidelines of Islam for us to stay away from these evil actions to be light. We need to take them very seriously. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing the topic of tricking, cheating, and dishonesty. And we said that cheating is something Islam does not allow us to do. Tricking others or being dishonest towards others is not something allowed in Islam. How would we know that an act is an act of cheating and dishonesty? Well, first of all, you need to ask yourself that if you were on the other side of the transaction, would you consider it to be a cheating and dishonesty or not? So put yourself in that position that your counterpart is. Secondly, Islamic Sharia defines the details for us. This is probably why Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful, the first divinely appointed imam, has said, "O businessmen, first religious jurisprudence, then business." Then he repeats, "First religious jurisprudence, then business. I swear by Allah that usury in the Islamic community is more hidden than the trail of an ant on granite. Have your oaths accompanied with truthfulness. Businessmen are sinful." This is the hadith continuing. "Businessmen are sinful, and the sinful are in the fire, except those who take what is lawful and give what is lawful." Notice again, Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying, businessmen are sinful unless they take what is lawful and give what is lawful. So we know that by default, all the businessmen, in the light of this hadith, they are sinful, except for one category. And that is when you're not cheating, when you're not tricking, when you're not being dishonest, you are being fair in your transaction is the only way out of this.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.